Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you compelling, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program they've worked on that caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, Creating Healthy Habits, is from Lisa Wimberger. Here's what Randy Rourke, an editor at Sounds True, had to say about this week's producer's pick.
Why can't we change behaviors that we know are bad for us? In Neurosculpting for New Habits, Lisa Wimberger explores how bad habits begin and how they can persist even past the point where we consciously want nothing more than to leave them behind. In her brain-based work from first responders who often suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, Lisa has learned that these harmful habits are created in our brains. And so everything we need to know to change them must be in our brains as well. The secret is not that we have to conquer our bad habits, but rather we need to train our brains to create new, healthy ones that will take their place.
You can download the entire program, Neurosculpting for New Habits with Lisa Wimberger at SoundsTrue.com. And now our producer's pick, Creating Healthy Habits with Lisa Wimberger.
My experience working with clients and various populations in deep trauma with very detrimental habits has given me an amazing opportunity to develop some brain-based practices that have helped my clients break some really serious habits and create new and healthier ones for a sense of greater healing and really wholeness. I'm particularly excited to share some of those with you in this program. You know, I've been teaching this meditation and mental entrainment practice for a long time. And I've taken the best of what works and I've compiled it here for you in this program. You don't need any meditation background or experience to use the techniques, so that's wonderful. Nor do you have to dive into the psychological nuances of your behaviors, because guess what? This isn't therapy. None of that is required. The great news is that you can come to these practices as a complete novice and notice the ability to affect great change in your own habits. So here are a few things that I think you can expect from participating in this program. First, you'll learn more about the brain patterns behind your habits and even your addictions. And perhaps you already know a bit about that, in which case then this course will give you a bit of a refresher. Next, you'll begin to identify the patterns and habits that you'd like to change. And you'd also get to recognize how your brain patterns have anchored these behaviors into your life. And from there, you'll learn a bit about how the neurosculpting process of meditation and mental focus helps use your brain's own learning process to your advantage. This will help you create healthier habits. And finally, together, we'll walk through some real-time meditations so that you have a takeaway experience of exactly how to do this for yourself. But before we jump into any sort of brain-based discussion of habits and patterns, I really want to assure you of a couple things based on my experience. So the first thing I want you to really hear me say to you is that just as you developed and reinforced your habits based on your experiences, you have the power to create new experiences to reinforce. You have the power to create new habits. Really, what I'm getting at here is the power lies with you. So in the spirit of that really, really powerful concept, I want you to ask yourself this question. How much time and energy am I willing to commit to creating new and healthier patterns and behaviors in my life? Are you really thinking about that question? Okay. Because I'm going to be completely honest with you right now. If you're looking for a pill, I can't help you. You're not going to find what you're looking for in this program if you're looking for a quick fix. However, if you're looking for a practice that can support you in methodically freeing yourself from your limiting habits, then it is my absolute honor to assist you in cultivating that. Okay, second thing I want you to hear and digest is that even though we haven't personally met, I believe wholeheartedly in your ability to create a healthy life beyond any shadow of a doubt. In fact, I believe this so strongly that many years ago, I left the comforts of my very cushy job at a frightening time as a newly single mom to devote my life to helping those in need find ways to break free of their limiting patterns. This was not a rational decision. This was not a practical decision. This was a decision based on my absolute faith in our ability to heal ourselves. And the only reason I risked every semblance of stability I had in order to do that was because of my unwavering faith in not only my abilities to sculpt my mind, but in your ability to sculpt your mind and therefore change your reality. So perhaps you don't have a lot of belief in yourself, and you can rely on mine. With my belief in you and your commitment to creating a practice, this program has the potential to change your life in tremendous ways. Okay, no more waiting. I want to dive into discussing a bit more about habits and the brain. Take a moment to think of the reason you purchased this program. I'm wondering what discomfort for you was great enough to compel you to try something new. What behavior did you have in mind when you saw this title and thought, breaking habits. Yeah, I think I need to try that program. Well, if you're like me, then I'm sure if I asked you to actually list a few of your unhealthy habits, you'd be able to generate quite a few. I know my list is pretty large. Maybe your habits include, overeating, procrastination, maybe smoking, maybe biting your nails, sabotaging important opportunities. Maybe your habits are more around relationships. Maybe you're the first to hurt someone in relationship time and time again. Or maybe the thing that compelled you to press play on this program was something even more emotionally painful. Maybe you even categorize your habits as addictions. But no matter where you are on the spectrum, I'm guessing you know firsthand how difficult it is to break those behaviors. And no matter how much mental resolve you think you have, these patterns persist. I'm guessing you're familiar with that dialogue that goes on in your mind where part of you decides rationally that your behavior is not good, doesn't help you, doesn't serve you. You clearly know better. Yet, there's another part of you that still engages in that really detrimental behavior. Maybe that mental dialogue looks something like this. Ugh, I hate that I keep doing this. Okay, I'm smart. I know better. This behavior isn't good for me. I'll make sure that next time I stop myself. Okay, this is the last time I'm going to engage in this pattern. But then that moment comes where the urge arises again, and this urge might be conscious, it might be subconscious, and it completely hijacks your rational mind's plans. It hijacks your resolve, and it causes you to engage in behavior you clearly know is bad for you. You smoke that next cigarette. You eat that extra plate of food. You chew your nails down to the skin. You reach for that destructive coping mechanism once again. And maybe you find yourself stuck in this loop of self-criticism even during the habit. Maybe you hear yourself thinking things like, oh, I can't believe I'm doing this again. So with a sense of disempowerment, we might dive even more deeply into that behavior. We might feel so powerless that we throw up our hands and we completely yield to this habit, to this pattern. You know, it sounds like our faculties of rational and higher thought processes are no match for this very primitive subconscious craving or urge to behave in a certain way. And the truth is, if our logic mind could override these patterns, well, none of us would have a problem breaking our patterns. That warning sign on the cigarette box with the skull and crossbones, or the warning sign that says, "Careful, don't smoke while you're pregnant. This could cause fetal damage." Those warnings would be enough to put down the pack, but we all know this is not true. So where is this powerful behavior coming from? You know, I feel like my habits are a conflict between this part of my brain that regulates all these higher level executive thoughts, this higher level thought processes, the part of me that knows what's good for me. It's this conflict between all of that and then my very primitive self, urges beyond my explanation. It's a battle between my ability to evaluate and make good decisions and my subconscious primitive impulses. So let's talk a minute about some of the brain-based reasons smart people like you succumb to clearly detrimental patterns and habits.